70 million years ago, the North Pole was plunged into deep darkness. Every year, for 120 days, the region was ruled by night's gloom, cold winds, and occasional snow flurries. But the most terrifying thing lurking in this impenetrable darkness was the predators, fearsome reptiles, the pinnacle of Cretaceous evolution. Until recently, it was believed that dinosaurs only inhabited warm, tropical zones on our planet. However, recent discoveries have overturned this assumption, revealing that these ancient reptiles could survive in even the harshest of conditions of the frigid North Pole. Moreover, this extreme environment prompted the emergence of unique dinosaur species, including a northern relative of the Tyrannosaurus, a predator that may have been even more fearsome and dangerous than its southern counterpart. In a world where darkness reigned for months at a time, the sun never rose above the horizon, and food was scarce, dinosaurs adapted to the extreme climate. Through evolution, they became the true rulers of this cold and shadowy domain. At the end of the Cretaceous period, the North Pole was nothing like it is today. Instead of vast icy wastelands and frozen seas, it was covered in dense forests where rivers and swamps flowed among towering conifers and ferns. The climate was much warmer, resembling modern temperature zones, yet it experienced sharp seasonal changes that made survival challenging and unpredictable. During summer, the North Pole became a true paradise. Temperatures rose to a comfortable 10 to 15 degrees Celsius, creating the perfect conditions for vegetation to thrive. Swampy lands, thick with ferns, mosses, and horsetails, stretched across the region. During this season, the inhabitants enjoyed an abundance of food. Forests were full of lush foliage, and rivers and lakes teemed with life. But then came winter, and the world transformed. For 120 days, the sun disappeared beyond the horizon, plunging the land into total darkness. The polar night had begun. Temperatures sometimes dropped to minus 10 degrees Celsius. Icy winds swept through the forests. Rare snowfalls left a thin white layer on the ground, and rivers froze. Surviving in this perpetual darkness was especially difficult. Food became scarce. Plants stopped growing, and animals either had to migrate or find ways to endure the brutal conditions. It's hard to believe, but among the small mammals, reptiles, and insects, there were also dinosaurs living in these extreme conditions. And, as recent findings have shown, they were not just seasonal visitors, but permanent residents of this harsh land. It all began with a discovery along the Colville River in northwest Alaska. In 1961, paleontologist Robert Liscombe unearthed bones that he initially mistook for mammal remains. It wasn't until 1984 that scientists studying the site found fossilized skin impressions and footprints, which, upon further analysis, turned out to belong to dinosaurs. This discovery sparked debates regarding how cold-blooded creatures could survive in the Arctic. At first, scientists theorized that dinosaurs were only seasonal visitors, migrating south in the winter, covering distances of up to 2,000 miles to escape the cold. However, in 2014, new findings challenged this theory. A few hundred miles south of the Colville River, footprints of Hadrosaurus were discovered, including juvenile tracks. This indicated that Hadrosaurus lived in the Arctic year-round, since young dinosaurs would have been unable to undertake long migrations. Further research revealed evidence of seven different dinosaur groups inhabiting the North Pole, including both herbivores and carnivores, ranging from small to large species. Fossil evidence showed that these dinosaurs nested in the region, suggesting they did not migrate when the cold set in. Some species, like the duck-billed Hadrosaurus, required 6 months to incubate their eggs. If females started brooding in spring, the hatchlings would emerge just as winter approached. But what were these Arctic dinosaurs like? How did they adapt to months of darkness and freezing temperatures? And how did these extreme conditions shape the most formidable predator of this cold, dark world? The first creature we spot in the snow-covered polar forest is a small but confident dinosaur moving effortlessly through the dense darkness. It remains nearly invisible among the trees, stealthily searching for its next victim. This is Troodon, a small but incredibly fast and fierce hunter. As the polar night descends, this predator fully unleashes its potential. Its large, widely spaced eyes grant it exceptional vision, allowing it to navigate the darkness with ease and spot prey from significant distances. Additionally, it's incredibly fast and agile, leaving its prey with almost no chance of escape. Standing about 8 feet long and 3 feet tall, Troodon was relatively compact but exceptionally swift. It was also lightweight, rarely exceeding 110 pounds. Troodon possessed the largest brain-to-body ratio of any dinosaur of its time. It also had enlarged brain regions responsible for movement and balance, which, combined with its lightweight skeleton and long legs, it was practically made to run. There's also a strong possibility that Troodon had a light feather coating, playing a crucial role in thermoregulation, an adaptation essential for surviving in the harsh Arctic environment. It hunted mammals, reptiles, and fish, never missing an opportunity to feed. However, during the polar night, when prey became scarce, Troodon was sometimes forced to settle for ferns, moss, twigs, and even bark. Anything that was available in the prolonged absence of sunlight. But if Troodon spotted a small mammal that has not yet gone into hibernation, its fate was decided in an instant. Once it captured its prey, it used its unique teeth, slightly curved with serrated edges, to easily pierce and hold on to slippery victims. Sometimes Troodon was able to have a meat feast, but to take down herbivorous dinosaurs larger than itself, it had to hunt in a pack with others of its kin. Thanks to their intelligence, they were quite successful in doing so. As the feast comes to an end, the Troodons leave behind the remains of their prey. But then a rustle emerges from the ferns. Through the darkness, something approaches the stripped bones. Dromaeosaurus albicensis. There were many of them, and they were ready to finish what the Troodons left behind. These dinosaurs belong to the same group, theropods, but they're smaller in size, though no less voracious. Adult Dromaeosaurus measured about 5 to 6 feet in length, stood 1.5 feet tall, and weighed around 33 pounds. Their bodies were covered in feathers, which protected them from the cold Arctic wind. With their keen sense of smell and excellent vision, the dromaeosaurs were able to easily locate the remains of the animal and begin their meal. Using the large, sickle-shaped claws on each foot, Dromaeosaurus could easily hold their prey while their sharp, robust teeth sank into the flesh. Unlike most of their relatives, they had shorter, more massive skulls, deep lower jaws, and only 9 large teeth per jaw. A powerful set, perfect for crushing and tearing apart prey. In terms of agility and speed, they were on par with Troodon. Their extremely flexible tails and necks allowed them to make instant turns while chasing prey. Their strong legs enabled them to leap distances of 20 to 23 feet. For small mammals and lizards, which made up the bulk of their diet, escaping these swift predators was nearly impossible. Even climbing a tree didn't guarantee safety. Dromaeosaurs used their sharp sickle claws not only to grip prey, but also to climb. Their small size and lightweight bodies allowed them to pursue prey in even the most hard-to-reach places. But the dromaeosaurs need to be extremely cautious, as they spot the most dangerous predator of this cold, dark world approaching in the distance. It seems like it's time to run or climb to safety. Enter Nanoxaurus, a distant relative of the famous Tyrannosaurus Rex. Its lineage alone was enough to make any living creature in the Arctic avoid it. Picture this, a Nanoxaurus is on the hunt for its next meal. In the frigid polar environment, it must consume large amounts of meat to survive. Fortunately, its exceptionally keen sense of smell allows it to detect prey from great distances, and its sharp eyesight helps it track down victims until they end up in its jaws. Nanoxaurus measured about 20 feet long, which is half the size of Tyrannosaurus rex. It weighed around 2,200 pounds, whereas T-Rex weighed 18 to 20,000 pounds, making Nanoxaurus 8 to 9 times lighter than its famous relative. The smaller size was likely due to food scarcity in the harsh Arctic conditions. A lack of resources drove a trend toward body size reduction. Another key adaptation to its icy, inhospitable habitat was the development of a thick, multi-layered feather coat, which helped retain heat during the northern frosts. Most likely, the Nanoxaurus feathers were white, providing the camouflage against the snowy landscape as well as the inspiration for its name, polar bear lizard. One of the most crucial survival traits of Nanoxaurus and other Arctic dinosaurs was their warm-blooded nature, a discovery that scientists reached relatively recently. For a long time, dinosaurs were believed to be cold-blooded, but recent studies, especially those focusing on polar-dwelling species, suggest their body temperatures could range from 29 to 46 degrees Celsius. This indicates that these ancient reptiles were on an evolutionary path towards warm-bloodedness. Given this, it's highly likely that Nanoxaurus was an endothermic animal, with a metabolic rate comparable to that of modern birds. Its skull structure suggests a sizable brain that corresponds with intelligence on par with today's smartest birds. Moving confidently through the polar darkness, protected from the cold by its thick plumage, Nanoxaurus maintained its body heat. In the snowy forests and icy plains, it had no rivals. The only real threat to Nanoxaurus were other Nanoxaurus specimens, and battles between them were probably a regular occurrence. It may have possessed the best sense of smell in the entire Arctic, as indicated by the skull features pointing at enlarged olfactory centers in the brain. Unlike Troodon, which relied on its superior vision, Nanoxaurus primarily trusted its nose. And now, it's picked up a scent. Its powerful legs allow it to reach high speeds. Within moments, it catches up to its prey, and in a single bite, it's over. This time, the unlucky victim, Sauronothelestes langstoni, a small carnivorous dinosaur from the same family as Dromaeosaurus albertensis, the Dromaeosauridae. Standing at just 2 feet tall, this dinosaur had a body length of around 5 feet, occasionally reaching up to 6 feet. It weighed no more than your microwave, just 22 pounds. The long-legged, lightly built predator closely resembled another classic member of the Dromaeosauridae family, the Velociraptor. Despite its speed, agility, endurance, and ability to leap great distances, it could not escape Nanoxaurus. Its fate was to become prey to the greatest predator of the North Pole. But don't let Sauronothelestes' modest size fool you. It was a dangerous hunter with plenty of sharp and painful surprises in its arsenal. Equipped with two long, curved, blade-like claws on the second toe of each foot, it could easily wound and restrain its prey, which included fish, small lizards, and mammals. To cope with freezing temperatures, Sauronothelestes developed a coat of feathers, and its small body size gave it better thermoregulation. It also possessed an acute sense of smell, which helped it locate its next meal. Once it found prey, it used its fang-like teeth to finish the job. For safety, it primarily targeted smaller animals. After finishing its meal, Nanoxaurus resumes patrolling the cold wastelands of the Arctic. It was the region's most formidable predator, but it's not its largest dinosaur. As summer arrived, among the towering ferns and dense trees emerged a true giant, the largest land dweller of the polar world, Eugrenalicoocpecensis, a member of the Hadrosauridae family. This species was highly migratory, capable of traveling over 1,000 miles. Due to this, paleontologists have nicknamed them nomadic dinosaurs. When the Arctic came back to life after the long polar night, Edmontosaurus would arrive for its summer retreat. To sustain itself, it required vast amounts of food, which was unsurprising given its size. Reaching between 30 and 43 feet in length and weighing around 8,800 pounds. This giant's front limbs were shorter than its hind limbs, but still powerful enough for quadrupedal movement. However, Edmontosaurus could also rear up on its hind legs for defense or to reach taller vegetation. It had a flat, toothless beak at the front of its mouth, but at the back, it was riddled with hundreds of small, closely packed teeth arranged in multiple rows, forming a dental battery for grinding tough plants. These giant herbivores typically lived in large herds, which helped them survive in harsh conditions, especially when faced with one or more Nanoxaurus. Another species that relied on herd life for protection was Pachyrhinosaurus, a member of the Ceratopsidae family. They also primarily lived in groups to defend against predators. These were large herbivores, with the biggest individuals reaching 26 feet in length and weighing as much as Edmontosaurus, around 8,800 pounds. Unlike many other ceratopsians, Pachyrhinosaurus lacked large horns on its nose. Instead, it had a massive bony boss, thickened growth on its snout and forehead, along with smaller horns above its eyes and on the sides of its skull, likely used for additional defense. It also had a powerful beak for stripping tough vegetation, and its massive tail helped it maintain balance, an important feature considering that it weighed more than a Tesla Cybertruck. Its sheer size provided excellent protection, and it was unlikely to fall prey to predators often, especially due to its strong herd instincts. These were quite slow and idle animals, which cannot be said for the next herbivorous representative of the North Pole. In contrast, this Arctic dinosaur relied on speed for its survival and could even outrun Troodon. We're talking about Alaskasafel, a member of the Pachycephalosaurus family. This sprinter moved on two long, powerful legs, following only one principle: run or be eaten. It was similar in size to Troodon, reaching a length of 7.4 feet, a height of about 3 feet, and weighing up to 90 pounds. Its most distinctive feature was its thick, dome-shaped skull, characteristic of all pachycephalosaurs. This was likely used in displays of strength or in headbutting contests within its species. The dome-headed dinosaur's front limbs were relatively short but well-developed, likely featuring 5 fingers. Its skull was approximately 8.5 inches long. The dinosaur's body was compact and rounded, with a long, stiff tail that helped maintain balance while running. It may have had camouflage-colored skin, possibly in shades of brown and green, which helped it blend into the summer environment. Another incredibly fast Arctic herbivore closely resembled a modern ostrich, not only in appearance, but also in lifestyle. Ornithomimus was a large, feathered dinosaur with an omnivorous diet, feeding on plants and occasionally hunting small animals. Its body measured 12 feet in length and weighed around 370 pounds. Its height slightly exceeded that of an average human. Ornithomimus had powerful long legs with 3 toes, shorter, thinner arms, a long neck, and a small skull with a toothless beak. Its body was covered in dense plumage, providing insulation in cold climates. Despite its speed, Ornithomimus often fell prey to packs of Troodon or Nanoxaurus, which could easily detect the ostrich-like dinosaur from afar and begin its hunt. Many of you probably learned that dinosaurs, such as Brontosaurus and Diplodocus, were the biggest, and they were the standard image of monstrous plant eaters to museum goers for more than a century. But as time went on, we quickly learned that even these enormous animals weren't the largest of all. Lots of new dinosaur bones were uncovered during the Great Dinosaur Renaissance, which lasted from the 1970s through to the 1990s. And these fossils had big names, like Ultrasaurus, Seismosaurus, and Supersaurus. The problem was that the announcements from the field about these huge monsters didn't hold up in the lab when the fossils were studied. Sadly, a lot of dinosaur bones that were discovered back then were either lost, destroyed during World War II, or the fossils simply disintegrated, and no other examples have since been discovered. The largest complete fossil skeleton for a plant-eating dinosaur that's been found belongs to Brachiosaurus, which ranged in size from 17 to 22 meters long and would have stood some 13 meters tall. The huge dinosaur probably weighed as much as 70 tons. It had longer front limbs compared to its hind limbs, which likely helped the Brachiosaurus reach higher vegetation without straining its long neck. Some paleontologists say that this dinosaur might have occasionally stood up on its hind legs to reach food. The huge Brachiosaurus was so big that it likely had few predators, and it's estimated they lived for about 100 years. One of the largest herbivores we've evidence of roamed around the Earth about 100 million years ago during the early Cretaceous with other giant sauropods. This huge beast is called Patagotitan maiorum, or better known as Titanosaur. Many fossils of this dinosaur have been found, including a thigh bone that measures 2.4 meters long. With some of the pieces of the puzzle, it had its skeleton completely cast and was unveiled at the American Museum of Natural History. The skeleton of the Titanosaur is so big that its head and neck stick out in the hallway of the museum. The Titanosaur was estimated to weigh around 69 metric tons. That's more than 10 full-grown African elephants. These creatures were so big when they were full-grown that it could have been very difficult for predators to take them down. That's huge, but there was another plant-eating dinosaur even bigger than Titanosaur. We're talking about Argentinosaurus. It's been known to science since 1993, but evidence of this behemoth was originally found back in 1987. A rancher found a huge fossil the size of a full-grown human, but the rancher didn't know it was an ancient fossil and thought it was a large chunk of petrified wood. But it turned out to be a large single vertebra that belonged to a newly discovered sauropod. Like many dinosaur bone discoveries, no complete skeletons have been found of Argentinosaurus, but what archaeologists have found gives us a clear picture of how big this beast really was, growing to a length of 37 to 40 meters, and it probably weighed somewhere between 90 and 100 metric tons. But there were not only herbivorous dinosaurs that walked on all fours, there were some really big bipedal plant-eating dinosaurs that were much bigger than even Tyrannosaurus rex and even Spinosaurus, both of which we'll get to in a few moments. For many decades, the only fossils that paleontologists had of a beast called Deinocheirus, an omnivorous giant theropod, was a pair of 8-foot-long arms that had 8-inch claws, which were the largest and longest arms of any bipedal dinosaur. Discovered back in the Gobi Desert in 1964, scientists named it Deinocheirus mirificus, Greek for terrible hands. Fossils tell us this dinosaur reached lengths of 10 meters long and stood at least 4.5 meters tall. And with most adults weighing in at over 9 tons, it was no slouch in the size department either. You're probably wondering what it used the long arms and claws for. Paleontologists say that Deinocheirus likely used its long arms and claws to dig up plants or even catch fish. However, Deinocheirus probably snatched up any other small creature that was unlucky enough to cross paths with it. Other features of this big, unique dinosaur include a large, thick, humped backbone. This dinosaur sounds big and scary, but there was a bipedal herbivore even bigger. Around the same time, about 100 million years ago, during the late Cretaceous period, there was a huge hadrosaurid dinosaur that roamed in what is now the Shandong Peninsula. Its scientific name is Shandongosaurus giganteus, or Shandong lizard, due to it being one of the largest ornithischian dinosaurs found to date. A full-grown Shandongosaurus could reach lengths of up to 16.5 meters, and some of the largest of these dinosaurs could have weighed around 16 tons. The skull alone from one of these beasts measured 1.6 meters long. And like all hadrosaurs, it had a giant toothless beak, but its jaws were packed with around 1,500 tiny chewing teeth. It was a strange dinosaur, in that fossil remains show a large hole near its nostrils that paleontologists say could have been covered by a flap of skin that could be inflated to make sounds. If this dinosaur was full grown, it might have been too intimidating for predators to attack it. But all of these dinosaurs had one thing in common. They were all on the menu of some predatory meat-eating dinosaur. The last two dinosaurs we talked about were likely hunted by Tarbosaurus, This dinosaur was also discovered in the Gobi Desert and could reach 10 to 12 meters in length, and as a result, weighed in at 4.5 metric tons. Like all other meat-eating predators of the time, this dinosaur hunted and ate anything it could bring down. It had thick and long legs that allowed it to move with speed and agility. The interesting thing about this terrifying predator is that it had a unique locking mechanism in its 1.2 meter long jaw, which had between 58 and 64 large, sharp, knife-shaped teeth, about 8.3 centimeters long. This meant that when it attacked its unlucky prey, its jaw could lock down on the victim, leaving it with no way to escape. This dinosaur was the king of dinosaurs in ancient Asia, but in North America, a much more menacing king of the dinosaurs was found. The Tyrannosaurus Rex is probably everyone's favorite dinosaur, even though it would have been a terrifying monster for any human to encounter. The T-Rex was definitely one of the biggest carnivorous dinosaurs, measuring up to 12.3 meters long, and could weigh up to 8.8 metric tons. And for their size, they were quick. Some scientists say that the tyrant lizard king could sprint between 20 and 32 kilometers per hour. And if something wasn't fast enough to escape the Tyrannosaurus Rex, it would have to contend with a 1.2 meter long jaw full of 50 to 60 banana-sized teeth that could exert up to 12,814 pounds of force. Recently, scientists have done a study that concludes this dinosaur could be 70% bigger than fossils suggest. That means the largest T-Rex could have weighed a whopping 15 metric tons. That's heavier than the average bus. T-Rex was almost certainly an apex predator and could probably bring down anything with that incredibly powerful bite and those 30 centimeter long teeth. While the T-Rex definitely sounds big and impressive, he wasn't the biggest meat eater. And even though the skeletons of the next big carnivorous dinosaur are incomplete, we have somewhat an idea of how big it was. Giganotosaurus was thought to stand 6 meters high and was around 13.7 meters long. However, paleontologists have argued that the skull of the Giganotosaurus was the same size as Tyrannosaurus Rex and probably had less bite force. But their jaws could open and close faster, and they brought down their prey by delivering quick, powerful bites, whereas T-Rex's bite was so powerful it could crush the bones of its prey. But Giganotosaurus was thought to have one big advantage over T-Rex, as it could run as fast as 50 kilometers per hour, thanks to its larger and more powerful leg muscles. Even though this dinosaur might be bigger than T-Rex, if these two got into a battle, it might be better for Giganotosaurus to run. But there is another dinosaur that is just as terrifyingly scary, if not more so. The legendary Spinosaurus was first discovered back in 1912 by German paleontologist Ernst Stroemer in Egypt. Unfortunately, the original fossils were destroyed during World War II. But drawings with notes of the fossils were detailed enough for paleontologists to come up with enough ideas of what it looked like. Spinosaurus had jaws like a crocodile, with conical teeth and large hooked claws for catching slippery prey, like the 20-foot-long sawfish or giant lungfish. This makes sense because Egypt, during the late Cretaceous period, was a tropical oasis of mangrove-lined rivers full of sharks and other giant fish. Since then, paleontologists in the Moroccan Sahara have found a mostly complete tail of a Spinosaurus. With its huge sail on its back, the dinosaur stood at 6.5 meters tall, and its skull was 1.75 meters long. Spinosaurus could grow between 14 to 18 meters long and weighed an astonishing 12,000 to 20,000 kilograms. And just because this dinosaur was more adapted to the water, it was a hybrid and could also hunt on land if it had to. Were it to run into Giganotosaurus, it could probably win the battle. But Tyrannosaurus Rex, on the other hand, with its massive bite force and 30 centimeter long teeth, just might have given the Spinosaurus a run for its money. Now that you've seen and heard about these incredible dinosaurs, we want to hear from you, our viewers. Which one is your favorite? Make sure to give us a like because it really helps us out. And if you want to see more videos on dinosaurs, then make sure to stay tuned here by subscribing. Thanks for watching.